Now, everybody in the place, come on, and move your left leg. Come on, everybody, throw your right hand in the air, curling out cool. Come on, and then lean left, and then lean right, and then lean front, and then lean back. Now, come on, you gotta ride in there. Ain't it funky? Ain't it funky now? Huh. Come on. I say clap your hands to the beat, y'all. Clap your hands to the beat, y'all. That beat, y'all. That beat that'll make you feel sweet, y'all. Yeah. Cardinal Hayes rockin' on.
Master B rockin' on.
Steven C rockin' on.
Aquinas High School rockin' on.
And Monroe rockin' on. Norman Thomas rockin' on.
Grace Josh just rockin' on.
Brooklyn Tech keep rockin' on.
And Ethan Josh keep rockin' on. Murray Bertram rockin' on.
And Fashion just rockin' on.
Aquinas rockin' on.
Cardinal Hayes rockin' on. Flushing High rockin' on. Until the break of dawn.
We ran out of schools.
That's cause you don't go.
What you talking about, man? No. Manhattan in college, coolin' out, coolin' out. You gotta
funk, it up.
Come on, get down, stop messing around. You gotta
funk, it up.
Come on, ain't it funky now?
Funk, it up.
Come on, ain't it funky now?
Funk, it up.
Come on, ain't it funky now? Ha, ain't it funky, yeah.
That beat,
come on, say James Brown. Yo, Chet Betty Bone cooling up and to Mr. Magic, rock shock can turn the mother. Chet Betty Bone cooling up and to Mr. Magic, rock shock can turn the mother.
Mr. Magic, I jump on it if you want it.
Chet Betty Bone cooling up and to Magic, rock shock can turn the mother. Chet Betty Bone cooling up and to Mr. Magic, rock shock can turn the mother. Say nobody gives more music.
Say nobody gives more music.
Say nobody gives more music.
Say what?
When you're talking. coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. But there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me.
Hello.
Hey.
I hate to call Johnny Cash a poser.
Okay.
But he didn't actually shoot a guy in Reno to watch him die.
No, yeah, yeah.
It wasn't even like it was for other things. He actually only, I think you remember the history right, he only spent like one night in jail, and it was like for loitering or something.
Right.
Like it was really
for protesting or something.
I mean, he went to jail to play music for people. So Johnny Cash is badass. I was being a little facetious there. Johnny Cash with Folsom Prison Blues. What did we start that set off with?
We started that off with AJ Scratch by Curtis Blow.
Awesome song.
And then from there we went to Put Your Love in My Tender Care by Fatback Band. Fatback Band. I was saying, well, we were, you know, almost like that song started. I'm like, this song's kind of dirty.
Put your love up in my tender care.
Yeah,
put your love.
What are you asking for there?
What'd you say?
It sounded like one of the songs that Chef would sing on South Park.
South Park, yeah, that was like one of the throwaway tracks they never used to Chef.
Right.
But yeah, we were also talking. He's like, he wants to put your love in my tender care. You gotta figure this is the 70s. Like, if you're looking for a girl to peg you, you have to say it.
Go about it right.
Yeah, you know what I mean. There's a weird dance you have to do. Like,
yeah, we weren't liberated then. You could.
He didn't say I want to put my love in your tender care. It was
all up in my tender care.
It sounded like some butt stuff.
It did. Yeah.
But it was Well, it had that.
Right.
Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. It was pretty blatant, you know.
Sounds like butt stuff to me. I've heard it before, and I know exactly what this is.
Butt stuff.
All right, then we did African Bambaataa and the Jazzy Five with Jazzy Sensation.
It's jazzy.
Which is really great. And I love that, like, you know, listening to these songs, you hear just, like, the little seconds that they sample, because it is just a little, tiny little snippet of it. But, now, the more I listen to this, just all in a row like this, these songs, I'm just like, man, back in the 80s, it'd have been like fucking cool to hang out with the Dust Brothers in L.A. They were like listening to good records and up to some good shit, man.
Absolutely.
I would go to their parties, which they had a lot of parties back in those days. They do like little club nights and stuff. Like I said, a lot of these were like these mixes were like instrumental mixes. And they were surprised, like, hey, we can break it down to the beats and just the bass line. And the Beastie Boys were like, nah, it's not going to be too busy. We're going to rhyme over this shit. And they made it work. And such a really great album.
Am I thinking of another band? The Dust Brothers became the Chemical Brothers, didn't they?
Maybe so.
I feel like there's a story that, like, the, you know, they're like, well, the word dust is, you know, it's a
drug. Really,
it's a drug
yeah.
reference, and you can't do that.
I think you're
so
right, and
just a chemical.
That would make the sense because
I'm gonna Google it.
You talk. Well, yeah, you look that up. Well, one interesting thing I do like about the Chemical Brothers, they the last studio album by the Rolling Stones that I actually purchased. It was on cassette, just to tell you how long ago it was. Bridges to Babylon, which was by the Chemical Brothers, did that one. And I always love the story that Charlie Watts was not available because he had, like, you know, he has like had 18 like thousand like jazz bands he had besides the Rolling Stones. Like, the Rolling Stones at that point was like a side gig, and he didn't have the time to go in and do this like long drawn out studio album. So the Chemical Brothers brought him in, put Dr. Dre's The Chronic on the headphones and had him play along with it, and they just sampled and looped everything he did, and they called it good. And Charlie Watts went out and hit the road and made some jazz. But what did we find out there?
I was right and wrong. Oh. So the Chemical Brothers were originally named the Dust Brothers, but they're different from this Dust Brothers, and so this Dust Brothers was like, no, you can't. We already exist. You can't do that.
There can be only one. Yes.
There, we went to Brave and Strong by Sly and the Family Stone.
That is a great one right there. When I went record store, I went shopping for records at the record store up the street from the house. Amoeba Records is right near our house, so anytime I sell a painting and get a little money in my pocket, it's like, it's real easy to go spend some money. But I did turn down, they had a couple of their old 45s in mint condition for not that much, like $6-$7. But that's the thing, I only live a couple blocks away, so tomorrow's another day. And then the Susie is a Headbanger by the Ramones. Which is just, you just got that one little hook there, and that was Susie is a Headbanger, and they go back. I remember the first time I ever heard this album was actually the day after I saw them. I'd heard Hey Ladies, you know, the hit off this album. But I had went and seen the night before Cypress Hill, Rollins Band, and then the Beastie Boys on like their first leg of their Check Your Head tour, and you lived in Orlando. It was like an outdoor like little venue. I don't know if it's still around. I forget what it was called.
Edge.
I don't remember, but it was a pretty decent size. They had like upper balcony, and then it was this giant open like nasty place where everybody would dance or whatever, and it was so fucking rad. I remember the one thing, my one real brush with greatness with the Beastie Boys was, granted, I'm 16 at the time or whatever.
Right.
I'm right up as close as you can get, and MCA is right in front of me. And for whatever reason, I jump up and I'd like touch his shoe, you know, a pair of suede Adidas, and he looks at me and then just looks right away like, dude.
Don't.
And I lost my baseball hat that night. No. But I had to ride in the back of a truck all the way home. And it was like the oddly cold nights in Florida. So I was just sitting in there, and I was like, the next morning. But I got up the next day, and then I had some mail waiting for me. And I was doing this scam with Columbia House where I'd put fake names and have them send me stuff.
Of course, we all did.
And then I would just go sell the other stuff to, like, you know, the used record stores and buy the cool stuff I wanted. You know, a brand new top 40 CD. Okay, I'll turn that into like 3 punk rock tapes. You know, I loved it. And never caught up with me as far as I know. Don't tell Dr. Columbia of music that I
like
did
they're
this.
Coming now.
But I remember the next day I got up, and I was a little sore from like dancing my ass off, and there was a little bit of a pit. And it was a couple times, and they played Minor Threat songs. It was a lot of fun. But my mom was like, you got mail. And it was this album. And they'd played a few off this that I didn't recognize at the time. But I'll never forget, like, when I got to the song, MCA is in the house. What you gonna do? Go AWOL. Boom, 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 boom. When they did that live, the bass was like, probably moving cars in the parking lot. It was like,
organs.
You do that three more times, there's gonna be internal hemorrhaging.
Right.
But I'll never forget, like, it was still before, like, punk rockers were totally getting into hip hop, and it was like so, like, you know, synonymous that you'd like one subculture and like the other. They were kind of still separated, but like hearing like the Beastie Boys sample the Ramones, I was like,
awesome.
There it is.
I'm so envious. I had tickets to see the Beastie Boys, and both times they canceled. The first time, Ad-Rock broke his arm the night before, and so it was like, nope, tomorrow's canceled. And then the second time I had tickets, they found out MCA had cancer, and so they were like, no, we're canceling the rest of the tour. And I'm like, god damn it.
And that was kind of it. That was it. Well, one thing I like is I kind of have brushed off the album. There was something that didn't stick with me about it. The Burroughs album. The Five Burroughs.
That's a great album.
I know. I didn't. There was something. Todd played it for me a bunch when he was like DJing over the Knock Knock. I heard it. And there was this something I was just kind of like, it was me. It wasn't the album.
It sounds like their old stuff. Like,
I feel like I have this whole other album, and it's a lot. It's a really, like, a double album or whatever. Yeah. Like, it's a lot of songs. And I wasn't, like, Hello Nasty is not my favorite. I like things about it, but, like.
Intergalactic.
A couple of the things, are, you know. I just don't know what fucking stick was up my ass about the fucking Five Burrows. But, it was a couple years ago. I was like painting. I can't even remember where. I was like, oh, I'll put a YouTube mix of the Beastie Boys on. And it's, you know, this album, Check Your Head, you know, License to Ill. And also, like, is this a new one? Where did this come from? Right. Like, oh, it's that album I've never really given a chance. So I've kind of, knowing that I'm going to love it, I love it. Knowing that I've listened to it later and I've loved it, it's kind of like one of them, like, special treats. Like, right. You know, like, oh, I'm going to open up that candy. You know, on a special day, you know, special occasion. But yeah, I'm looking forward to getting into that one.
Yeah, that one has an old sound. Like, if you told me that one, if that was the sophomore album, I would have believed you.
Or something in between this one and like Check Your Head, like, yeah, that would fit like right in the mix. Yeah. But where were we at? Where the hell are
we?
We
left off at the Ramones.
Yes. We played Susie's Head Banger by the Ramones, and then Folsom Prison Blues by Johnny Cash. One single line sampled, but it's a sample. It's going on the list. One of the 105. Coming up next.
We got Rose Royce.
Let's Rock.
It's from the Car Wash soundtrack.
6 o'clock. Let's Rock. Yes. Off the that soundtrack with that really awesome Richard Pryor movie. And I don't think anyone's ever worked at a car wash that fun.
Yeah, like, right. No.
I've had friends that worked at car washes. I got a totally different story.
Yeah. Totally. All right, here we go.
Take it away, Rose. We'll be right back.
the bay. They got some crazy DJ. Send you right out to heaven.
A star in my vast sleep, I opened my eyes to take a peep, to find that I was by the sea, gazing with tranquility. Just then, when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love, then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing songs of love. Histories of ages past, unenlightened shadows cast down through all eternity, the crying of humanity. 'Tis then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Then when the hurdy-gurdy man comes singing songs of love. Thank you.
comes a roly-poly man and is singing songs of love. Roly-poly, 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 poly is sang. Hurdy-gurdy, 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 hurdy-gurdy is sang. Hurdy-gurdy, hurdy-gurdy.
Hello, we are back.
I guess we are.
What did we play there?
I just thought I'd burp into the microphone. Very, very professionally.
Because you're classy like that.
Well, I thought it was going to be like one of those ones that slipped out like all, you know, like I was just breathing, but no, it was one of them.
It's never that way. Like when you,
when you hear them.
No, I don't mean you. I just mean like when you think like, I'll just let this out silently. Like it's, that's when it's like, brawl, you know.
Was it the movie Step Brothers? Like, did you just fart? Yeah, I could hear it. Well, I didn't think you'd be able to smell it. They're in a closed room. Where do we start?
We started that with Rose Royce doing 6 o'clock DJ.
Oh, we did. We did.
Car
we
Wash
did.
Soundtrack.
We did. Tell Me Something Good, the Ronnie Laws version of it.
Oh, very cool, very
pretty,
cool.
Pretty fucking great. Loved it. Good Times, Bad Times. Led Zeppelin.
Who?
This band, they're from the 70s.
Probably never heard
the
of
the guitarist
them.
Married like a 13-year-old girl or something.
Nobody talks about it.
Yeah, just like, oh, and it's always the weirdest people that get the pass, you know what I mean? Like him and like Dane Cook's girlfriend, who's like 22 now. They started dating when she was 16 or something. I'm
right,
like,
he's like 42 or something. Like,
and also he's Dane Cook. Yeah, like, too. Like, I wonder if she likes him for his money.
Yeah,
because I mean, I hope so, girl. Because if this is really like, you know, sending right. some strong, you know. Lion man vibes that you want to hop on, you maybe want to reassess something. There's maybe talk to your sister or something. From there,
we went to Johnny the Fox meets it cuts off. I don't know. Is it Jill?
No, what is it? Here, I'll hit it and then I'll pause it. It's Thin Lizzy.
And Johnny the Fox meets Jimmy the Weed.
Oh, that classic tale. into one of Claudia's favorites.
Donovan.
Donovan. I think you have about as many Donovan albums as you do cake CDs.
This is true.
I think that's your game with your collecting is like there's got to be some equilibrium. Like you can get other stuff, but the Donovan cake ratio needs to be a 1-to-1 kind of thing. You do have a lot of Donovan, and there ain't nothing wrong with it.
You have your jam bands. I have mine.
I don't have jam bands. I just like Primus a lot.
Oh, okay.
And Ween's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's like me with musicals. I'm like, I hate musicals, except for
the three really great ones I love.
Yeah.
Hurdy Gurdy Man.
Hurdy Gurdy Man.
And
yeah, no.
Is that where we finished
That's
off?
That's where we finished off.
What time are we looking at? Oh, whoa. We better stop fucking running our goddamn mouths and play some of this goddamn music. Boogie On, Reggae Woman. By the one, the only Stevie Wonder. Elgon, take me away.
Across and I play.
Down.
dans le bar.